here's what we're getting connected about right now. Now, this is a story that, Ryan, you and I haven't had a chance to talk about, but it's been a really big story this week in the news about the bullied kid, Casey Hines. And you haven't seen the video, but with the video, he's being bullied, getting punched in the face. He's taking it. He loses his control. He finally has just taken enough, and he picks up the little boy who's been picking on him and punching him, and he slams him to the ground. He's become an internet sensation. That video has gone viral. Some are even calling Casey, the bully boy, a hero. Now, on the phone with us is my incredibly good friend and somebody I look up to and admire, Jim Bouchard. And Jim has been on the show before. You can find him at thinklikeablackbelt.org. He's an author, a speaker, martial arts hall of famist, and just all around great guy. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing real good today, thanks. Even in the face of having to talk about something like this again. But you know, this is one of my missions, because we do an awful lot of work with bullying, not only in schools but in the workplace as well. So
right, and
you really brought it out.
And you own a martial arts school in Bangor, Maine.
In Brunswick, Maine.
Brunswick,
yeah, we still
I'm sorry.
Do. And you know, obviously that's a situation that we deal with from time to time there, but. It's insinuated itself throughout all of our society. I mean, workplace bullying, by some estimates, cost American business $300 billion a year.
So you're talking about adults who are still
right.
playing childish games?
Exactly, and it's the same dynamic that you see in this video. Absolutely. It may not always end up physical like this, but it's exactly the same dynamic.
Oh, and when you're talking about workplace bullying, Jim, what is some common workplace bullying? To me, it would seem that it's more sexual harassment than anything.
It can be, but you know what, and that's what we should talk about with the Haynes case as well, is that we've got to be careful what we're calling bullying. And sometimes when you talk about authentic harassment or violence in the workplace, assault, that's a whole different thing. Bullying is, you know, any sort of behavior that causes severe discomfort to another person, and there has to be a disproportionate balance of power. And that's one of the things that's happening with this case with Casey, because he was a bigger kid than the other one. And a lot of people got, you know, riled up, because it looks like, on the surface, this big kid took this little kid and smashed him into the concrete, right?
Which he did. I mean,
he did that.
Yeah. He did. And you, your thought is that the bigger kid's reaction was appropriate?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I came out and said that Casey is not a hero, all right? And, of course, that's going to anger a lot of people.
Well, a lot of people are saying he is, and that
right.
he stands for why you shouldn't bully kids. Yeah, people are really lifting this kid up.
Mm-hmm. And the awful part about this, the awful result, is you've got two kids here that are just caught up in a mess, all right? And this is an all-too-typical incident of bullying. You watch the video, and it's very, very typical of, you know, thousands of these incidents that happen every day. And let's talk about that disproportionate balance of power, because, again, folks are seeing this sometimes as a big kid against a little kid. Reports are coming out, and I don't want to talk out of school yet, but there are some indications that say that Casey is a high-functioning autistic. Now, that may be the case, so he's obviously not socially adept. I mean, he's been picked on for several years, according to his father, mm-hmm. at this school. This school has a terrible record. In fact, the Telegram from Sydney, Australia, reported, let me get the quote right, said students said violence was a daily occurrence, with fights often filmed and posted online.
Wow, and the school doesn't, I can't believe that parents don't demand the school do a better job.
Well, there it is, right? And you know, is Casey going to emerge as a hero? I hope so, because his initial statements, and I'll tell you what, and this is one of the reasons that I'm going to come down squarely on Casey's side. First of all, I don't believe he was out of control whatsoever. Now, you see the smaller kid picking on him and punching him, and I know it's rare, but a punch can cause severe injury. A punch can cause death, you know?
Well, yeah, you punch right in the nose, there's that spot that you can really...
No, that's a myth. we'll have to do a Mythbusters on that one, yeah.
Oh, okay. But, well, a black belt martial artist would know. All right.
But
all
you right. can, that's one of the myths we have to mitigate from
okay.
time to time. But he could have caused this kid a lot of injury. Plus, there were other kids involved. You know, there's at least two by my count, and then the third guy holding the camera. So, you know, they had surrounded this kid. And like I said, he'd been picked on for a long time. He hadn't fought back, by all accounts. His first fight he was in.
Mm-hmm.
So he acted instinctively, or what we call intuitively, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he did what came naturally to him. He picked up the smaller guy and threw him. Now, I'll also make the argument that from Casey's perspective, it's likely that he didn't see himself as a bigger kid, all right? And that's very common with somebody who has a low self-esteem or someone that's been picked on for a long time.
Okay.
So there is that. But the other part of it is he picked the kid up, threw him down, and then noticed that he walked away. Now, that's what shows that Casey had a lot of restraint and was well within the parameters of what we'd call self-control. If he were enraged, he would have jumped on the smaller kid, Richard,
right.
And he would have pummeled him afterwards, right?
Right.
So he controlled his rage. He walked away.
Okay.
So by all accounts, he was the one that was really in control of the situation.
Okay. But yet, and hang on, we'll take a quick break and come back to this. But yet, you are saying that Casey is not a hero.
Right.
Okay, and so we'll have you explain that, why you say that, next here on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We're talking with Jim Bouchard. You can find him at Jim Bouchard, or actually Think Like a Black Belt. org. We believe that talk radio means you get to talk, too, with people you know from right here. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is 12:14. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
And we've got Jim Bouchard on the phone with us. You can find him at thinklikeablackbelt.org, which, Ryan, you wanted to see what Jim looked like.
I did. I wanted to see what Jim looked like, and he looks like a tough guy.
See?
His website is very cool.
Yeah.
You should check it out.
Well, and Jim has a fantastic book called Think Like a Black Belt, which you can order. You can find the links to order the book from his website. And if you ever want to hire Jim as a speaker, that's another thing that Jim does very well and always gets rave reviews among the things that you do. And then, Martial Arts Hall of Famer, too. How many degrees of black belts do you have, Jim?
Oh, my goodness. I studied different styles, but I hold a fifth degree at our Northern Qi system, which is the highest rank you can achieve there.
Wow. And so when it comes to things like bullying, when it comes to anything in life, I always like to refer to Jim. How do I think like a black belt better?
You guys are too kind. I know I am the best-looking bald man on this radio show right now.
Oh, okay, you're being so humble. But anyway, we're talking about the Casey Haynes situation, the bullied boy who threw the little boy who was punching him down on the ground. It garnered and generated a lot of conversation, and the video is just... I mean, it went viral on the web. A lot of people are calling Casey a hero because, you know, he had put up with bullying for so long, and then he finally snapped, and they're calling him a hero and kind of making him the poster child for why you shouldn't bully somebody. But now, Jim, you're saying that Casey is not a hero, and I'd like for you to explain what you mean by that.
Right. It's a matter of, well, two things. In the spirit of full disclosure, we're trying to be a little bit instigational there. Because of our work that we do with bullying in schools, in college campuses, and in the workplace, and we have full programs to address that issue. But the situation is this. He's just a kid. Both of these young men are just kids, you see. Mm-hmm. Now, they've been thrust into the spotlight because we have this obsession with, you know, this viral culture. And, he is being called a hero. Now, all I'm saying is that, again, put it in perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a schoolyard fight. This is something that happens thousands of times every day. It's something we need to pay attention to. But we've got to be very careful with these two kids. And, you know, on the other side, this kid, Richard Gale, he's not the villain that's being made. Have you seen some of the threads that are going up on Facebook and LinkedIn over this?
Well, I've had my own experience on my own Facebook page about it, I was shocked at how crazy it got, but what are some of the things you're referring to?
And it's mild. The language and the vilification of this kid, Richard Gale, again, he's a kid. Did he do the wrong thing? Of course he did. I mean, there's no argument there. Well, there is some argument.
So the bullier, the kid who was being the bully, he's being
right.
Vilified now.
Oh, I seriously would worry about his safety. Both of their safety. In fact, something went viral this morning, which is how we get into the fray. It was reported that Richard Gale's mother, Tina, was insisting on an apology from Casey. And it was quite the opposite. She had actually been on Australian television saying that, no, she hoped that her son would apologize to Casey and that her son got what he deserved, and she was just glad he wasn't hurt, you know, worse than he was.
Okay.
So she's the voice of reason in the middle of all this storm.
Okay. Well, yeah, so I see what you're saying. I mean, we you know, let kids be kids, leave them alone. This is something that is that happens often on schoolyards, you know, not only in our country, but everywhere.
True. But we, you know, it is a serious, very serious situation, and I'm not trying to downplay it. I'm actually, and again, in the spirit of full disclosure, I'm actually trying to exploit it to bring more attention to the situation. All I'm saying is, like I said, these are kids, and we've got to be very careful about how much we inflate this. Now, having said that, this gives us an opportunity to take a good hard look, and obviously, yes, your thread stirred up some very emotional debate about the issue, right? Is violence an answer? Should he have struck back? Should he have told, you know, somebody at the school? Well, again, then arguably, he'd been there and done that. He'd been telling people at the school, he'd been telling his teachers, and nothing was done. They have a zero tolerance policy, which is very typical of schools in the United States as well. Both of the young men are being disciplined equally. In my mm-hmm. humble opinion, that's not right. Somebody needs to be the grown-up here and sit down and say, okay, you know what, there's a difference here. Casey was attacked, and he responded, as I said, he responded intuitively. Mm-hmm. Where was he going to go get help in this situation? The only hero, you know, on the scene in the whole thing, Casey, and for the record, to clarify, he is a hero for standing up for himself, and hopefully, you know, we can keep that in perspective. But there was a young woman at the end of the video who was the only one who stood up, and she got in between them, because it's likely, in my expert opinion, the friend of Richard who approached Casey at the end was likely going to escalate the situation.
Okay. If you can hang tight, Jim, we'll come right back. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. On talk radio station, you can hear loud and clear day and night on FM. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hey there, it is 12:24. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
And our guest is Jim Bouchard. You can find Jim at thinklikeablackbelt.org. I've just posted that link on our Facebook page, My Connect FM. And Jim is just a phenomenal guy. He's a black belt guy, Hall of Fame martial artist, author, speaker. And we've been talking about bullying in light of the Casey Haynes story. And before we let you go, Jim, since you do have classes that you teach in your town about bullying, just thought we could start with a couple of tips for, you know, kids who deal with bullying, and then a couple of tips that you might have, since earlier you mentioned workplace bullying is a pretty big thing. Maybe you could offer some tips for adults who are dealing with that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we do the program all over the country. We're glad to come to corporations, associations, present. It's called Respect, Live It. And it's the same tips, really, whether your kids are adults. First one is report it. And obviously, you know, Casey had done that, right? The second thing is to document. Make sure that you're documenting, and if it's in the workplace, document any emails, document anything that you think might, you know, show that there's harassment there.
Okay.
And then talk to others, especially in the workplace. Talk to others, because you're probably not the only one. If it becomes physical, defend yourself. I don't want to disappoint, because you guys said I look like a tough guy. Right? In the end, that's justified. If it becomes physical, you have the right to defend yourself. Do it. Absolutely. There's no other alternative at that point.
Wow. Well, those are some great tips. I'm still shocked about that. What was the percentage you said of people who deal with workplace bullying?
Well, the percentage is somewhere in the neighborhood of 85 to 95% of American employees say that they've either been a target of or have witnessed bullying. And in the target, that decreases productivity by 50%. It's amazing.
I can't imagine. What are people doing? Thankfully, I've always worked around nice people.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even imagine what are people dealing with?
Well, it can be very subtle as well. And unfortunately, these days, a lot of times it's the boss who's the bully. And, you know, that causes a lot of stress. It causes a lot of tension at work.
Well, especially now with times being so tight and jobs being so scarce.
Right.
I mean, I don't know that anybody would be able to leave their job because of it.
Right. But then you have to assess, right, whether it's in school or at the workplace. Ultimately, there's a decision. You may have to remove yourself from that situation. That's about step 5 or 6 that we talk about. And as painful as that may be the right thing. And I've seen kids that have relocated to a different school or people that have relocated to a different job, and they flourish there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get out of the bad situation, and all of a sudden things really start taking off for them. So you got to really ask yourself, how much of this do you want to put up with? And if you're not getting help, and at the school particularly, parents, if you're not getting help from the administration, you may want to consider moving your child to a different school, because that situation is very difficult to change.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, and you can get more tips on how to think like a black belt by visiting thinklikeablackbelt.org.
Great. It's a great website. I think it has a lot of useful tools.
Yeah. Well, and that's where you can get Think Like a Black Belt, the book. And
you guys are too kind. I always enjoy visiting with you. You make me feel so good.
Well, thank you for sharing your expertise. And let me just say, the Think Like a Black Belt book is just a phenomenal book. George and I have been huge fans of yours, Jim, for quite some time. And your book is phenomenal. And you can use it in so many ways.
The feeling so mutual. You know, and your big success show, too, is just a blessing.
Well, thank you. All right, and we'll have you back for sure, Jim. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. We're Connect FM.